The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's so wonderful to be here tonight. It's so great to be here tonight. We thank God for this season that we are in. We thank God because it's a season of mercy. Great mercy has come upon the earth. God is gracious to His people. God does not go back on His thoughts and His plans for man. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end. I know that thought is my thought. It's not your thought. It didn't originate from you. It came from me. He said, and there are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. And God is painting to us the expected end. He's making us to see the expected end. What is expected of us as a church and even the world at large. All men has an expected end in God. And that is what is being declared in our days. We are grateful to God to be part of this, to be counted worthy to hear these declarations, because it shall be according as His words has gone forth in the name of Jesus. So I thank God. I congratulate all of you who have been part of this. I say, you will lay hold on what you are hearing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We exalt you, the one who has loved us with an everlasting love. We adore you, Ancient of Days. We thank you because you are no man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. What you speak, you are able to bring it to pass. Thank you because you have ability, you have power to bring to pass your counsel over us, your desire over us. We worship your name, O God Almighty. Thank you, thank you, thank you for going all the way. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty, for determining to do that which you ordained, which you determined before the foundation of the world. We exalt you, God Almighty, for our days, for the things coming to us in these days and in this age. We exalt you. We thank you for your spirit that is over us, that is bringing these things to us. Lord, I exalt you for this meeting. Thank you for this conference. Thank you for all that has been said here since Monday. Thank you for blessing your people. God, I exalt you. I just ask for mercy tonight, for grace, Lord, to say the little I have to contribute to this conference. Help me, Lord God Almighty, to speak as your oracle in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, to say that which I ought to say, and to say it the way I ought to say it in the name of Jesus, that your people might be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Kaliam Brania Kakabrush Duvabare Ninini Kantalia Namakuguluvara Naniata. Do da do doctrine. Yeah, the doctrine is the doctrine. Is the doctrine. I bring doctrine. I bring doctrine. I bring doctrine to you tonight. I bring doctrine. I bring doctrine of how to attain. Of how to attain. Of how to attain. Even unto the hand. Even unto the hand. Of how to please me. Of how to please me. I'm here to lay it again. Layers upon layers. Line upon line. Even precept. Precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. For tonight I bring you clarity. I bring you clarity. I bring you clarity. Clarity of how to take your steps. Of how to take your steps and you will not offend. Of how to take your steps and you will please me. Of how you will take your steps and you will arrive at the end. Of how you will take your steps and you will please the Father. And you will please the Father. For you are made for pleasing. You are made for pleasing. All your life is for pleasing. I bring you doctrine. I bring you light. I bring you light. I bring you light of how to please me. Of how to please me. I will lay it layers upon layer, line upon line, precept upon precept, until it is clear to you where you will put your feet and you will not offend, saith the Father.
Hallelujah. 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 The dawning of God's day. The dawning of God's day. You know, the day of God has always been. Hallelujah. Not in the sphere of man. This day of God is what God is known with. God functions in his day. God lives in his day. God has no beginning, he has no end. So his day has always been. Hallelujah. And the original intention of God, these things we are saying, is just a clarion call for man to see their destiny. This is the destiny of man. This is the destiny of the church. This is why the church was born in the first place. And this is why God created man. God created man for his day. I know we have learned so much about the day of God. It is the shining of the light that God himself uses. The dawning of the light that God uses. God is light. God is light. Hallelujah. And God has called man to come and use and live by his own light. The original intention of God for man is that man will live by his light. Man will come into his day. Live by his light. There is no other light that man was ordained to live by. It is the enemy that brought darkness in the form of light. Hallelujah. When God was going to make man, he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. In our image, after our likeness. From the beginning, the intention of God for man is that man will be like God. Not like Reverend was saying some days ago, not looking like God, you know, in the physical. But man, the real man, the original man that God intended for the earth is a man who is constituted with the things, the substances that constitute God. That is man. So as you see us, all of us sitting down, we are falling short of that. All of us sitting down. We have not become the man, the dream of God. The dream man of God. The original man God intended is a man that is from beginning to the end is full of God. That's the original man. That is the true man. That is the model man. Man that God intended. He's a man that is from his head to toe, is constituted by the substances that constitute God. So he said in Romans chapter 8, he said, those whom he foreknew, he also did what? Predestinate. That they may be what? Conformed to the image of his Son. Now the Son, they said the Son is the image of the invisible God. The Son we are talking about, the Bible calls him the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. So that son is the model of every man. Every man is meant to be. That is, when God said, let us make man in our image, he was looking at what the Son became. Do you know, it sounds like a tall order that men will be conformed to the image of that Son, the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. When you read it in the Bible, how do you just glance over it? Okay, he whom he predestined for him, he also predestinated to be conformed. No. It is a calling. It is destiny. It is the end. That is your expected end, oh man. Any man that walks the face of this earth and does not hit that mark, he has fallen short. I'm saying this so that this thing will be battered in us. A passion, ambition. This is what to be ambitious about. This is what every heart should be consumed with. You know, the devil raised the world to distract us from this destiny. So many things, other things that he put before us to be passionate about, to pursue. Praise the Lord. When we got born again, the reason for the new birth is this day of God. That's the reason for the new birth. That's the reason you got born again. You know, we got born again those days, we didn't know too much. But you see, it is understandable, because if they bring the dawning of God's day revelations, teachings to us when we got born again, it will make nothing to us. It will be just be foolish. It will be foolish because we were carnal. We were babies. You can't feed babies with these kind of things. So God has a way of introducing, the Bible says, the path of the just man. It's like a shining light. The just man has a path. The just man has a path. And what do you use path for? You walk in a path. And that path, it has an end. But the path of the just man is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. What is that perfect day? The day of God. Amen. So it is light upon light that will take us to that day. Amen. So they start us with little light. We got born again. Oh, I'm born again. I remember somebody asked me, so what has happened? I said, it means I will not sin again. I didn't understand more than that. That well, now that I'm born again, I will not. I don't know how many times I've sinned. I've sinned many times since then. But with more light, okay, you are more born again now. You have some privileges to enjoy. And they taught us those privileges, and we enjoyed it. They not knowing that those enjoyments, they were preparing us for a higher light. You know, we got born again. What we could take at the new birth was milk. Paul said, when I came to you, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. Nobody got born again spiritual. Those days, we were confusing spirituality with piousness. Say, that sister is Spiro. Is he in your name? Spiro. Spiro. We go Spiro. Spiricoco. You can't get spiritual on milk. It will stain. Hallelujah. You can't get spiritual on milk. Milk is for babies. He said, Paul said, when I came to you, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. We all go for the girl as carnal. Better accept it now. As unto babes in Christ. We don't like to accept that state. That we were once carnal. We were once, and carnality has not even finished leaving us completely. When I will read to you now, who is a carnal person, that you can place yourself, even though God is bringing revelation. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. That time, we didn't know that it was milk we were drinking, because our faith was moving mountains. We could speak to that mountain and we didn't know it was milk we were using. Honestly, milk is powerful. Can raise the dead. Our faith was moving mountains. All sorts of mountains. Sickness, disease, that milk was taking care of it, Pastor. Milk it down. When we could get our needs met. It was when I met my husband. God helped me to be humble. I realized bubo spirit koko me. I say milk in it. I was humbled. Well, God helped me to say, okay, what is the next level? Because I was actually hungry. I had exhausted milk. I was hungry for the next level. So he said, I fed you with milk and not with meat. Meat is knowledge of Christ. For hitherto you were not able to bear it. When knowledge begins to come, responsibility comes. Knowledge is the giving of what to do. Knowledge is responsibility. Knowledge is the giving of the first knowledge. The Bible calls, Peter called it, the giving of the holy commandment. When knowledge comes, holy commandment comes. The giving of the holy commandment. When your eyes begin to open like this, you begin to see something different from your configuration. Christ's configuration. And the reason for that knowledge is to crack down your own configuration and remodel you to Christ, because Christ is a configuration, is a formation. Meat is what they give. Look at, let's just, neither yet are ye able. They were not ready to bear meat, because meat will give you what to do. Meat, knowledge, giving of knowledge is a giving of commandment. So if you are learning revelation and you are not seeing what to do, you are not seeing how to carry your legs, you are not seeing revelation very well, Leo. Because they want to alter your person. They want to make you another person. They want to cleanse you. They want to sanctify you. Because the journey is far. It takes someone who has been sanctified to see the dawning of God's day. For blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How can you see God when your heart has not been purified? And what purifies the heart is meat. Meat is the revelation of Christ. Meat is the giving of truth. Sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. Are ye not Cana? For ye are yet Cana. For whereas there is among you envy. Okay now. Spirit coco. Envy. Strive. May God help us and raise us.
Amen.
So, being spiritual is being able to overcome envy, being able to overcome strife, divisions, slowly shirishi. Division, not just division, divisions. I am of Paul. I am of Apollos.
I am of Jesus.
I am of Jesus. Some people say, you are Paul, you are Apollos. Emi Jesus, let me say me. That is carnality that is being displayed, though. Do we see it in church? Do we see among people who prophesy?
Yes,
I was not fed for.
Yes,
say, me, I don't belong to their group. And you say me, wow, ni yo, share wa. We have our clique. We think the same way, we reason the same. Carnality, never. Divisions. Me, I can't stand pastor's wife. Pastor is my own. Pastor is my man. Pastor's wife. I just don't like the way she comes across. Carnality, longevity. Among these pastors, my pastor Dixon knew. Pastor Dixon knew. PJ. Pastor Alfred. Okay, maybe, baby. But you know, and you will go around to convince people who love Pastor Alfred to make them to stop loving Pastor Alfred. Pastor Alfred, what exactly? What are you seeing? What can you explain to me? Ishe kishe. It is only feeding that can remove those things. Meat. That is the introduction of Christ. There is truth in Christ that can remove those things. So when that thing, when they begin to open up Christ to you, they are showing you, give me that 2 Peter chapter 2. Very clear. 2 Peter chapter 2. Carnality, well, you see somebody come to church, you just look at the church. Why is everybody aligning? Somebody cannot think differently from what every other person is thinking. Flesh, you know. You just come out and begin to say something different. And begin to convince people
to disalign. Carnality. Carnality. We used to have a sister in church those days before I got married. She came to church. It's very spiritual. They bring spiritual reasons. That sister came to the church, was just starting. We were loving one another. We were together. We were rejoicing, glad and everything. This sister just came and just looked at us. Why should all of you be one? Telling you. She didn't say it to. She just came, you know, she slipped into our midst and said, and she has a testimony. See, what's it? See, when I came in and Pastor was preaching, I just saw a halo on Pastor's head. An angel stood by the side. She gave that testimony 2 times. So we embraced her. Hele ma de revision. We embraced her. Own revision. She must be spiritual. So we started loving her. She came from a humble background. Everybody was loving her, giving her clothes, giving her, because the church was small. All of a sudden, we just discovered, I didn't know what was happening, because I'm always the last person to hear gossip. I just discovered that the choir has been disbanded. She joined choir. We came to church one day, choir was not singing. And Pastor Kiloshele said, I had to disband the choir. She will use this head, this, and bang it on this one. Take this head, bang it. Take this head, bang it. Choir started fighting. They couldn't function again. Then she moved from choir to the congregation. And she's born again. Just as she's carnal. She can speak in tongues. She was seeing vision. I don't know whether. Now I'm doubting that vision. I think it's that carnality. Seeking for relevance. That made her. You know, we seek for relevance in different ways. Carnality. So they disbanded the church. The choir. She now landed on the decent. She told one lie on me. I started crying. I could not imagine how somebody will think to that extent. My pastor now said, Helen, this small girl is making you to cry. Why are you crying? I said, Pastor, how can somebody think like this? Something that can never cross my mind. So when Pastor told me, Omokekere Ilo is making you to cry, I kept quiet. Pastor didn't know that his own day was coming. When she finished dealing with Pastor, let me tell you what she said about Pastor's wife. She went about talking. She said, Pastor's wife is afraid of her. Pastor's wife is very afraid of her. She's afraid that she might take Pastor from her. That kind of girl. When Pastor heard it, Pastor said, what? This kind of girl? My wife? This one. I said, Pastor, small girl. I said, Pastor, small girl is making you do like this. Pastor now looked at me. Said, you're a bad girl. You're a bad girl. You're a bad girl. You know she can be healed of that thing. It's just feeding. Feeding. She didn't take enough milk. See, that there are some things that milk will help you out of. They call it repentance from dead works. We'll treat that. It's just food. If she had sat down in a church to be, because we eventually sent her away, she was going to wreck the church. It took a prophet. Pastor could not even do it. When we have guest ministers, small girl, she will go to them, you know, behaving as if she is more than who she is. She will go to them and begin to talk to them as if they are mates. Say, you know, this one. I'll say, am I your mate? So he saw her conversation, and then Pastor discussed with him. He said, let me tell you something. If you can't do it, I'll help you do it. He said, this is kokoro ewa. If you allow it to spread, it will spoil the whole bag of beans. Let's remove this kokoro before the whole work will stop. Pastor couldn't do it, but he stood up and said, the day they were going to talk about her. So he stood up and said, there is one sister in this church that is causing, we don't want her again. She didn't come today. Anybody who knows where she is, tell her that she should not come again. We don't want her in church again. She went away to another church. They still sent her away. That is not the kind of person God ordained her to be. An enemy did a bad work in her. But that work can be reversed. Feeding. Take enough milk. Enough milk should be able to even handle that thing. But in case it escapes milk, meat will do it. Meat is the revelation of Christ, the truth that is in Jesus. Say, for you have not so learnt Christ, if so be that you have been taught by him. Why did he say that? He was talking about some kind of conversation that should not be amongst believers. He said, because when you learn Christ, you won't see this conversation. This conversation will be said, for you have not so learnt Christ, if so be that you have heard him and you have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. So, what am I saying? Knowledge brings revelation, brings commandments for man to obey. In obeying that commandment, you will be cleansed. That's what Peter said. He said, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. So, purification comes by obedience. You need to be purified to be able to see God. To see God is to comprehend God. To understand who God is. Understanding who God is knowing the laws that are operational in God. I know God. Say, I know my God. That is especially when you are quarreling with your neighbor. I know my God. My God will not allow, my God will fight for me. My God, you don't know your God, do? Because your God will want you to be quiet and gentle and allow yourself to be cheated. Which kind of God is coming to fight for you? You are already fighting for yourself. What will be discovering in this day of God? The laws that are very strange to man. When God is revealed. But you can't take those things if you have not been trained with the revelation of Christ. The revelation of Christ prepares us for the taking of God. Because you use revelation to walk. It creates in you a tender heart, a heart of flesh that can take God. Because God is high, at the same time is very low. God will tell you to an order, a foolish order, or le kuleja. When we see God, Pastor, if we are not built, we will despise him. Yes, that's why you have to be purified. Your soul has to be purified. When God appears, and say, God, thanks or no, Lily. God bless you. All of us, we are higher than God. God is very low to an extent that an ordinary man cannot take him. What we call God, who we call God, we need to be purified from our high-mindedness, our arrogance, our to take God. You do know the God you want to take? Jesus said, "Learn of me, I am meek and I am lowly in heart." And you will find rest. Finding rest is entering into God's life. Let me quickly, so that, give me that 2 Peter that I said, verse 2, chapter 2, towards the last chapter. It said, "For after they have escaped the corruption that is in the world, after they have escaped the pollution," okay, "for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge," are you saying knowledge is meant for to escape pollution? This knowledge is talking about is the knowledge of Christ, the first light, meat. And how do you escape? When I said, let's finish, there's something very interesting here. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Have you seen how to escape pollution? Knowledge. So knowledge is not just for you to hassle be a day. Knowledge is to walk and escape from something. Knowledge, that is meat. "And they are again entangled therein," which means when you have learned Christ, you can go back. You can unlearn what you have learned. Say, the dog has gone back to his vomit. The soul that was washed has gone back to the wallowing in the mare. Are you seeing what knowledge does? Knowledge. Hallelujah. And this is preparing you for something. This is not the end. Hallelujah. He said, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. "For it had been better for them not to have known the way." Are you seeing? Revelation gives us what? Way of righteousness. "It was better for them not to have known the way." So the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ opens the way of the right way. Way of righteousness is the right way. What do you do with way? You walk. You walk in way. That walking is what purifies. It's what sanctifies. It's what cleanses. Way of righteousness. "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment." Are you seeing something? So knowledge is the delivery of holy commandments. To turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. Holy, what is holy commandment meant? What do you do with commandment? You obey commandment. When revelation comes, you see, it said knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ is the delivery of holy commandment. Delivery. So that holy commandment, when you obey it, it will make you holy. That's how to be holy. Revelation that you obey makes you holy. If you don't obey revelation, you will not be holy. You will remain unholy. The revelation of Christ, they are substances to make a man holy. That's what Romans chapter 6 tells us, that when you yield to righteousness, the way of righteousness, when you yield to that which is right, that is revealed. You don't know what is right until it is revealed. Don't ever assume that you know what is right. We don't know what is right. Even in Christ, We don't know the rightnesses that framed Christ. And for you to be framed as Christ, for Christ to be formed in you, you must be exposed to the revelation of Christ. Holy commandment. Commandments are meant to be obeyed. Commandments are meant for living. Commandments are light. Understandings of laws that framed the Lord. Understanding of laws, they come to us. Where as we are being weaned from milk and drawn from breast, the spirit of wisdom and revelation starts its operation in us to begin to open Christ to us. We must be well grounded in the knowledge of Christ. Not just the knowledge, in obedience to Christ. In obedience to Christ. You must obey Christ. You must obey Christ. When you obey Christ, you are cleansed. Give me Ephesians chapter 5. That is what it must take place. Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, husbands, love your wife. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might do what? Sanctify. How does it? And cleanse it. The church needs cleansing. The church needs sanctification. Not that when you got born again, say, I'm sanctified, I'm cleansed, I'm holy. Yes, in your spirit you are. But we see evidence of unholiness inside you every day. Because people don't want to acknowledge this thing that I need help. They now form doctrine around it. Say, it's my body that is sinning, not my spirit. But they want your body to stop sinning. Your body is just showcasing what is in your soul. The body is a screen that displays what is inside. It's not the body, it's the soul. Motions of sin is in the soul. And believers must be cleansed because of destiny. This is the stage by stage to our destiny. Bible says in that Romans chapter 8, have I finished reading this? That he may cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Washing of water by the word. Water is revelation, is given when Christ is revealed. It does washing. Let's continue. By the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Do we have blemish? Let me see your hand if you have blemish. You speak the truth, you lie not. That blemish needs to be washed. Spots need to be taken. But they start us with washing of water by the word. That is Christ. They wash you. Your washing, your cleansing is actually your raising. When you are being cleansed, you are actually growing up. Growing up is that your sins are being washed. They are removing your debts. But knowledge is the only thing that can do that thing. Without knowledge, you cannot be holy. The holiness will not be true holiness. I said I wanted to read Romans chapter 8. From verse 28. And we, is that 28? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is the end. Now the process continues. Starts from that. They painted the end for us. This is the end, that we might be conformed to the image of his son. Now, he now went to tell us the process. How do we go about it? Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also did what? Justified. Them he did what? He justified. And whom he justified, them he also did what? Glorified. So you need justification before glorification. Now justification comes by faith. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Eh? In whom we have, by whom we have access to this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So justification precedes glory. Glory cannot come until God is revealed. Glory comes when we begin to get, we first get revelation of everlasting life that raises the image of an everlasting man who can then be glorified. But what am I saying? You must partake of this cleansing. It's called justification. Being made right by revelation of Christ. Then you will be ready to see God. To see God means to comprehend God. Because the things of God are foolishness to a natural man. He can, let's see it. First Corinthians chapter 2. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. 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 In the earlier verse, it said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. It's not for them that believe when they got born again. No, this one is another preparation for another kind of people. Those who love him, those who have done his commandments. You don't love him if you cannot do his commandments. You have obeyed, you have used Christ. Jesus said, if any man love me, he will keep my commandment. Eh? I will love him. And I will do what? I will manifest myself to him. Then if anyone has my commandment, eh? And keep it, he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, who will come and make our abode. So this love is not for those who just say, I love you, Lord. I say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You don't love him with tears. No, that tears does not need to come out of your eyes. But you know you are loving him because we are aligning with his commandments. You are offering sacrifices. It's painful to love God. Neighbor, me is painful because you are doing something contrary to your arrangement. You are shifting ground. Hallelujah! You know, during a single service, I will not forget. Reverend was ministering. We're talking about my body is life. And he was ministering and talking about the life, that this body is a product of a conversation from an angel, a fallen angel. Inverted conversation. You see, by 50, your knee is paining you, your waist is paining you. Conversation, loafer. Wrong conversation. So, and he said, God wants to reverse it by bringing the conversation of the beginning. So, as we were talking about the thoughts of the beginning. Morning thoughts. Thoughts of the beginning. I just heard in my spirit. I said, I was waiting. I said, what is this thought? Thought of the beginning. Thought of the beginning. That will help this boy. Because the Bible says, our conversation is from heaven. Where we look for the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change. So the conversation that can change your soul can alter your body. There is provision for quickening of the body in this conversation. So as I bent, I was wondering, conversation, warning, conversation, morning thought. This is the way the day of God dawns on us. His thoughts will visit us. Thoughts of God, they are the things of God. The way God reasons, the way God concludes matters. But it will not come to somebody who is carnal, kole gbagbo. In fact, you almost curse God if he brings his thoughts to you. So we need to have been cleansed and be raised as Christ. Then we'll be able to see, to comprehend God. God comes to us in thoughts, judgments. Hallelujah. That raising, that man that is raised as Christ, has inherited the life that is in Christ. Then the life that is in God, they start you with everlasting life. And everlasting life comes by everlasting commandments. Thou shalt quicken me by your commandments. Because your commandments are life everlasting. You can't inherit everlasting life without the command. When everlasting life is being unveiled, which is the revelation of the Son of God, the laws that configure the Son of God, they are laws that will make you they will make you small. To make you little. If you are too big, you can't enter everlasting life. In fact, the commandments of everlasting life is to make you small. And Christ prepares us for such things. The learning of Christ. Inside Christ, you begin to learn, look not on your own things. Esteem one another better than yourself. You know, it's not easy to esteem somebody better than yourself. You always see, if there is nothing inside you that is better than them, you want to manufacture it. I beg your pastor. Flesh. Yeah. We want to say, I'm better than you. I prophesy more than you. We will use spiritual things to compete with one another. My revelation is sharper than your own. My eyes, they see. It's just to make sure that you are better, you look better than your brother. But the Bible says each of us, those are learnings in Christ, to esteem one another better. Killing is difficult. It's difficult for flesh, but those are learnings that we must learn in Christ. Pastor Alfred, we look at Pastor DC Kai. Pastor DC is highly anointed. If only I can get his anointing. Pastor Dixie will say, I see Pastor Alfred that is talking. Me, where am I reaching? That is the kind of conversation that should be amongst us. When I see Mama now, I know I have not started with humility. Mama is so humble. She's a lover of God. I don't love God the way she loves God. Very humble. That is the conversation I see. I see her, everybody would know yourself. I look at Pastor Bimpe, I see how beautiful she is. She's far, far more beautiful than me. She's set. Even the set of her teeth. Olekuijaore. Yes, Pastor is confirming that. You know, it's a high training. And it is what you will get in Christ. Those are the things that Christ teaches us. If not, we will just mess up ourselves. Those are the things that defile us. Competition. High-mindedness. Somebody preaches, you don't see anything good in what the person has preached. Say, Timbagba Mike, wagba. Come back to Revelation, wagoni rev. Those are things, especially you young ones, these are things you must learn. When Christ is unveiled, these are the laws who will find inside him. He doesn't have reputation. He counted himself of no reputation. That's why he was able to obey God to the uttermost. If you have reputation, you can't obey God to a certain extent. So reputation will stop you. Yes. Say, come on, Lord. Let them not go and say. Let them not go and say. Let them not go and think. What people think about you matters too much to you than what God thinks about you. Say, how will they see me? Now, I'm now me, God of heaven and earth. I'm now seen as a servant because he took on him the form of a servant and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. How will they now see me as a servant? Pastor, imagine an MD of an office is now told to act as a receptionist. Security man for one day. And people are coming and saying, we want to, you know, we know by our upbringing, we know how to push people down. When somebody is low, you know how to make them low, lower than, yes. We despise lowly people. It's Satan that taught us that thing. He wants to, Rimini, didn't you see me? Where's your MD? I'm here to see your MD. Say, MD. What? Oh, yeah. Take my card. Go and give it to the MD. Tell him, Chief, so, wants to see him. He's the MD that is there. The MD, there is something that is configured in a man that cannot take that. Say, let them not go and think that I am actually a gate man. Let me quickly reveal my identity. Actually, I'm not a gate man. You know, we are not that low. Let me quickly reveal my identity. So that one, Europe, you know, if Jesus were to be like that, on my forche, we would have been in trouble. Because people mistook him for a robber, a criminal, hanging on the cross with thieves in the middle of two thieves. Me, I don't like to be seen as a criminal. A thief now insulted him. Said, if you are the Son of God, come down from this thing and save yourself and save us. And everybody has concluded that I'm a thief because I'm dying in the middle of two thieves. My jabo. Whoa. Ye men of Jerusalem, don't mistake me for a thief. I'm not a criminal at all. I'm your creator. I came to save you. It's because I'm saving you that you are seeing me here. How many of us will not do that? We are particular because we are not low enough. Reputation, what he hides you. He can't make us take the lowly path. If thou be the Son of God, the person that God has told, he has declared, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am very pleased. And he tell you, Bamba, you are not at Jordan, you are not at the mountain of transgression. I will tell you who I am. I am actually, I will not even tell you, I will act it. Miraculously, the nails will detach by miracle. The names of my coin, Emire. Would have been doomed. So there are laws. You know those things, I used to say it, those things that you saw Jesus displaying at his passion, he didn't learn them that day. He didn't need to speak in tongues to react the way he was reacting. It had become part of him. Those were laws that his father taught him. His father taught him those things. His father taught him those things. And he obeyed them. He became part. There are some things that spontaneously you can do now. After learning, doing some things, some obedience, it has become part of you. There's a way you will not react now because of learning and training and yielding to certain commandments. There are some things you can't do. You know, a time is coming. I just started smelling this thing. You know, the coming of the revelation of God. I started smelling. I said, some people will start behaving like God very soon. Because his light will visit. His light will visit. To a large extent, a lot of us who have been exposed to the light of Christ, there are some things you will not do that is not Christ-like. Because you have learned the law, you have used it. You have used it. You have used it. You have used it. It has become part of you. It has formed your part of your building. You will naturally obey it. You will naturally react like Christ in some areas that you have used the law. The same thing, the revelation of God, when it comes, revelation of righteousness, of everlasting life, because that is the life of God. When everlasting life is being revealed, they are revealing to us the laws that configure the Son of God. The laws that configure the Son of God. His laws, his commandments, he says them to us. That's how he brings forth his laws. He says those things to us. I was reading one particular passage. Whom he called, them he also what? Did he also justified? And whom he justified, them he glorified. Now, you know that glory cannot come except an image is raised. For we, through a glass, beholding the glory of God, are changed to the same image from glory to glory. So, after justification, they need to raise in you the stature of everlasting life. How do they raise the stature of everlasting life? They bring everlasting commandments, everlasting laws. Is the revelation of a person. Everlasting laws configured him. They will reveal it to you. You will obey. Now, that realm of everlasting law is the realm of the everlasting kingdom of our God. And Jesus says something, you cannot enter his kingdom except you do his will. Praise the Lord. And he was telling his disciples that this kingdom, the will, what the will do to you is that the will make you little. That one, we cannot run away from that one. No. The will make you little. When you are doing it, you become little. When you are doing it, you become little. When you are doing it, it is a commandment to make men little. Satan has made us big. Too big for the gate of the kingdom. When we are going like this, Agagon, we just collide pass with the gate of the kingdom. The gate will bounce us back. Little. When you are not little, you cannot obey God to the end. Do you know that, Pastor, to obey the laws of charity, charity will have to bring you down. Why can't we forgive? Our ego is assaulted. Amen. You mean a lot to yourself. So when your ego is assaulted, you can never a homie, la ye. But when they begin to introduce to you, and like I was saying that time, that he said that the inverted heaven configured this our body. That's why it's subject to decay. In fact, conversation inverted heaven. They taught us, we lived it, and our body is decaying. So when the real conversation comes, so he was talking about the thoughts of the beginning. The thoughts of the beginning. The thoughts of the beginning. I bent my head and said, Lord, thoughts of the beginning. What is it, thoughts of the beginning? He said, thoughts of the beginning. He said, clean the slate. He said, thoughts of the beginning, yeah? Clean the slate. In the beginning, they don't keep people's offense. Their slate is clean. Whatever anybody might have done to you, he said, clean it. Clean the slate. His beginning thought. Epare. Say, clean it. That is how children are.
See, what he calls sin and death is as a result of a conversation. What he calls sin and death, corruption, is as a result of a conversation. It's as a result of a conversation of one who murdered himself, of one who killed himself, of one who died and changed even the conversation of life that was in him and converted it to become conversations of death. And sin and death prospers by this conversation. I want to bring you another conversation. I want to bring you the conversations of life. I want to bring you the conversation that will cause you to prosper even in life. For you see, our conversation in it is no darkness. Our conversation in it is no death. Our conversation in it is no corruption. Our conversation is incorruptible. Our conversation is undefiled. Our conversation is separate from sinners. Our conversation is life everlasting. Our conversation is life eternal. And as you take our conversation, you will be reconfigured. You will be changed. You will not only be changed in your spirit, you will also be changed in your soul. And it will touch down upon your body. For you see, in our conversation, there is no age. In
no
our
age.
Conversation, we do not keep records. In our conversation,
no record,
in our conversation, there is no darkness. In our conversation is full of love. In our conversation is full of light. Therefore, take our conversation. Take our conversation and you will journey out of darkness. Take our conversation and you will journey out of death. Take our conversation and you will journey out of corruption. For we want to change man, and we will change you by conversation. For you are altered by a conversation, we would also change you by conversation. For every word that proceeds out of our mouth is for your alteration. Take our word and you will be changed. Change from life unto life, unto life, even unto eternal life. Say the Spirit of God.
So he said, clean the slate. So that's the beginning thought. Thought of, you know, John, when he was going to declare, he said, that which was from the beginning. That which was from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have looked, our eyes have looked upon, and our hands have handled. I said that the day of God has been, before the beginning of creation. God has always lived in his day. It's not now that he's bringing it to man. And man cannot take that revelation of the day. So they have to start us with a lesser light. And then we gradually enter the day of God. The revelation of the day of God. What is the revelation of the beginning conversation? The beginning light. The beginning light. That light of the beginning is what is meant for man. I was going to read John chapter 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. There was nothing made that was made. In Him was life. In Him was life. In Him, in the Word, that was God, was life. That must be eternal life. And the life is the light of men. So men were meant to live by the life, the light of the beginning. Man was originally ordained to live by God. And so, for you to live by God, you must hear the revelation of God. The laws that configured God, the things that made up God, they must be revealed to a man, but not to a carnal man. It can only take Christ to take that revelation. So he said, clean the slate. Clean the slate. You now begin to see, it's only children that can clean slate. Adults can't clean slate easily. And that edge in the negative that we have acquired, revelation of everlasting life, we remove that edge, you become small. Adults can keep record, but God, the laws that operate in God, slow to anger, quick to forgive. Abeko? So he will begin to instruct us after his configuration. These are the laws that made me up. I'm slow to anger. I'm quick to forgive. I remember one day, I will never forget, Pastor Tayo's daughter, Ifeti Baba, and Pastor Ken's son, they were playing. Godman. So Godman pushed Ifeti Baba down. Ifeti Baba fell down, I was crying. So the adults, our Ogbologbo, that were around them, we now started scolding Godman. You shouldn't have done that. Why did you push your this? Then Ifeti Baba just looked at us. She just got to say, Godman, come, let go. Let's leave them adults. All of us adults, we learn from those children. Say, Toba Jamie, not Tishubu. Can you imagine, Pastor? Pastor Yola, you push me down and I hit my head and I'm crying. 1 week. Even if when the pain is gone, the thought of the action will not leave you for years. Pastor Yola pushed me down. He pushed me down. Can you imagine? What did he think I was? What did he pushed me down. That is not how God is. Children are not like that. Except a man be converted and become like a little child. How is a little child? They forget things easily. Slow to rot. Quick to forgive. Slow. And that revelation must produce a conversation. It is a commandment for you to obey. When God is coming, what am I saying? When God is coming, the conversation of the beginning is being unveiled. The light of the beginning is being unveiled to man to do. Some anamnesis about 3 or 4, and we were finishing, and I just had in my spirit, we are going to do God. We will do God. I didn't know God was prophesying the coming of his day. So we will do God. We will obey the laws that God has laws that made him up. He has things that configured him. He wants to, it was meant for man. And the prophecy shows that a group of people, Bible says some must enter. A group of people entered into this place. The city. The new Jerusalem. Give me Revelation, because time is gone. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more what? Sea. Yes. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Yes.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and he himself shall be with them and be their God. Yes. And okay, where I'm looking for that talks about her light. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither what? And the city, no. Up. Okay, this is verse 20. Okay, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Look at her. This city, you know that it's not a wall. It's people that made up this city. And having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. What kind of light is this? It's the very light that God is. That is the light of that city, which means a group of people will press into these things until this light will be their light. Amen. The conversation of God will be their this is what will qualify them to be part of the city. They must have used the light. They say her light, which means they have used it. It has become their own. They have used a particular conversation that is born out of the revelation of God. It has become their own. Her light. The same way they describe God, that's the same way they are describing this city. Don't you want to be part of that city? You want to be the nations that will come and walk in that light that city has striped. You know, there are people that will be part of the nation. The nations that are saved, they will come and walk in the light of that city. Meanwhile, it's human beings. So all of us sitting here, we will partake of it. You will choose your own destiny. Whether you be part of the city or you're part of the nations that are saved, that will be coming to be walking in the light of the city. There are some people on earth with flesh and blood intact. They lent this light and they owned it. Destinies are being defined, are being determined. Give me verse chapter 22. Just, I know a lot has gone, have been taught, you know, before today. I just have to round up like this because I can't take too much time again. Verse chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes. And in the midst of the street of it, and the either side of the river, was there a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded our fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Yes. And there will be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Yes. And there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, his own light. The light of the Lord God is the light of eternal life. So these people, they have learned everlasting life. They have partaken of eternal life by learning and doing and obeying. The Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. They have gotten to the place that God ordained for them from the beginning. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion. The light of dominion, the light of reigning, is the light of the Lord God. So the dawning of the day of God is the bringing in of the light of God to man to live by. But the light has started coming. They started us with the light of Christ. Then they move us to everlasting light. They move us to eternal life. It is your destiny. Don't say, some people are meant for eternal life. I'm just okay with Christ. That's not your destiny. You fall short of your calling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this light, God is light. God is, when revelation of the beginning is unveiling,
you begin to see light. You begin to see light. Light is something to live by. Conversation. God is light. God is love. Pastor, the reason we were taught to perfect charity is so that we can come to this realm. This realm of everlasting life is a realm of high love. Love for the brethren. Love for God. Love. You discover that every level of the gospel, from milk, there is a commandment of love. Loving all saints. You come to Christ, loving the brethren. When you come to everlasting life, the love is heightened. That's why they begin to teach you about loving your enemy. That is who God is. Loving your enemy. If your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, that's the realm of God. So he said, when you do these things, you will be like the children of your heavenly Father, who makes his rain to fall on the righteous and on the wicked. You will be doing some things that human beings say are out there. Those unveilings of God, they take us to another realm of love. That's why you need to perfect charity. When you don't do charity very well, you can't do this realm. In fact, you won't find entrance, because it is charity that makes you qualified for the incorruptible seed. The incorruptible seed. Those are the seeds of God. For betting. And when those seeds will not bet you except you obey them. Those seeds come, these commandments. Be ready to do. But you see, those seeds come with grace. They are gracious seeds. Because when you say these things to an ordinary man, it's like, I have power. I should love my enemy. You know your enemy is not that one that carries gun. Somebody that maligns you, that spoils your name, is your enemy. Do you know that you don't have the right to spoil the name of the person that is spoiling your name? Bible says, speak evil of no man. No man, including the person that is speaking evil of you. That is loving your enemy. Say, I won't spoil this person. Even though he has spoiled me, I won't spoil this person. It's a reputation that makes us to spoil people, because you want to defend yourself, you want to paint yourself better than they have painted you. The Lord will help us. Yeah. Obedience to commandment is key to entrance. We obey. Some people obeyed. Thank God they have told us about the end. Some people obeyed. They inherited God. God became their God. Some human beings like you, with one head, two hands, two legs, exposed to the same things that we have been exposed to. Praise the Lord. Our revelations, our understandings, we turn to conversations in the name of Jesus. Amen. They will not remain in the realm of I know. It will become a life that you will live. You will obey Christ until you become Christ. You will obey everlasting commandments until you become everlasting man. Then you will now obey eternal laws and become eternal. What am I saying? Your destiny. Your destiny is to come to the day of God and be living by the light of the beginning. It is for living. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, we have looked upon, we have heard, and our hands have handled of the word of life. It was made manifest. Said, because of this, we declare this thing to you. Which means those people handled something that every man should handle. Praise the Lord. May our conversations be corrected. May our walk change for the better. May we walk by light. Walk by the light of Christ. Walk by everlasting light. You walk by eternal light. You will finish
in the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.